Thank you, Dr. Maurer, friends, colleagues, fellow GPS users, and fellow Federationists. So what is this location-based services stuff all about? Well, it happens that GPS wouldn't be any good without the content that goes along with the interesting maps and points of interest that are out there. So that's what it's really all about. You have maps and you have points of interest, businesses, and so forth. But let's take it to the next level, and that's what I'm here to talk to you about today. Because we now have GPS on many platforms. You have a lot of different choices. And so the power of location information is really in the content that's out there. I'm joined by somebody who's become a friend in the last couple of years who will speak to you as part of this presentation, the Chief Technology Officer of NPR, Mike Starling. So what about this content? Well, Sendero's mission has been to find ways to go beyond the standard points of interest databases that everybody has in their GPSs. And we started doing that with the Charlotte, North Carolina Transit System, CATS. Anybody from North Carolina here? And then we moved on to Portland, Oregon and worked with their TriMet system. And they have 8,500 transit stops in Portland. And at each one of those stops, there's information like whether it's a bus shelter or a bus bench, where the pole is, and all sorts of things like that. And so we got that database and we put it into the Braille Note products and then soon into our other products. And so now we'd enriched your standard points of interest with this additional content. Then we moved on and we got a small grant from NIDER from the Department of Education to do what we called enhancing accessible transit data. And we developed something we call tags. So last December, a bunch of us got together in San Francisco and we called ourselves the Blind Army. And we weren't going off to anywhere overseas, but to downtown San Francisco, and we went along the BART corridor and we put points of interest at key places like elevators and tops of stairs, other locations that were relevant around those BART stops, because we were addressing what we refer to in GPS as the problem of the last 50 feet. The GPS gets you to the building, but what about finding the door? It's great if you need to use an elevator, but how do you find it? It's just a 10 square foot thing that's sitting out in the middle of a sidewalk someplace. So you don't find it. Well, with the last 50 foot problem addressed, you have the possibility of finding it. So we did that with the Blind Army. We finished that grant. And then we realized, hey, there's some other cool stuff we can do with this geocoding, as it's called. That just means you're giving names to locations. What else can you do besides identify location information as far as transit stops? And so we've found that working, and this is often where the power of these things comes, is in collaboration, working with other partners. Google, a rather larger company than Sendero Group, has something they call the Google Transit Feed. And so they were able to go beyond Charlotte and Portland, and they now have 150 transit companies that are providing their data through the Google Transit Feed. And Sendero, in its 2010 products, has implemented that. So now we've gone from 2 to the potential of 150 transit systems around the country. How about that? So we have that in our accessible technology. So what else cool could we do with this? And this is where Mike Starling comes in. 2 years ago, NFB and Sendero and some friends, along with Stevie Wonder, were at the Consumer Electronics Show, and we were working on some accessibility things. And we met Mike Starling from NPR. And he realized what we were up to, and after a couple meals together and some more discussion, we thought of this other very cool thing that we could do, which is adding rich content. As you're going down the highway and you see a historical marker or some location, you wonder, well, what is that thing? Well, wouldn't it be nice if that information spoke to you? If you were going through Dallas and you went by the the book depository where JFK was assassinated, and you were going by that, not only do you want to know that it's there, you want to know some history about it, perhaps. So this is where the rich content comes in, where you can look at the thousands of news stories that have been done around the world, and if you put a geocode on those stories, then as you go by that location, it could give you a little bleep, and you could say, I want to hear about that JFK depository. I want to hear about that historical marker on Highway 50 going up to Lake Tahoe. And you can hit a button and hear the content. So that's where NPR came in, because they've done thousands of stories. They have an incredible archive. And let's team up with them and see what we can do to add this content along with the bus stop data, as well as something we call user-generated content. As you, the user, are walking through your environment, you can hit a button and add your own voice tags, your own text tags to the environment, so the next person coming along can hear that information. In much the same way that people are tagging restaurants as 1-star, 4-star, 5 stars, is they're tagging products, and you want to know, is that a 4-star product or is that a 1? And it makes a difference how we buy things these days. So let me ask Mike to step up here and give you a little bit of background about that. I'm really happy that NPR has become, through Mike and some of the accessibility projects he's working on, a friend of Sendero and a friend of the blind. Mike Starling.
Thank you, Mike. It's such an honor to be here with Mike May on the same dais as Dr. Maurer. With our friends Mark Riccobono and Taylor here in the audience. Some of our most exciting activities have been traveling to Baltimore, my hometown, and visiting with them at the Jernigan Institute. And there's a little project I'll tell you about in a minute here where we recently partnered on an innovative idea that we'll be working on for the next couple of years. But how many of you have heard of National Public Radio? Okay, so that's a couple of you. At NPR, you know, we think in mottos a lot, little sound bites. So we've had a couple of phrases that we use to sort of mottos over the years. Any of you ever heard of driveway moments? Okay, it's where you get stuck in the vehicle and you can't go inside because you got to hear the rest of this fascinating story. So what Mike May and I are talking about, I'd like to call sidewalk moments. So we've got over 130,000 hours in the NPR archives since we went on the air in 1971. And the idea is really much bigger than just NPR, because across the maybe 1,200 public radio and public TV stations across the nation, there's probably double that amount in their archives. And the Corporation for Public Broadcasting has recently launched a project that they called the American Archives to bring all of that together. So Mike and NPR have approached CPB and said, how about a nice little demonstration project where we pick 5 cities, and as the saying goes, I'm here from Washington, so therefore you know I need your help. We would welcome your nominations for where would be the 5 pilot cities. You can email us at nprlabs@npr.org if you'd like to nominate your hometown, and we'll see if that grant comes through. If indeed we can't do something with the local stations there that would be meaningful to you. But certainly Washington is intended to be one of them. So if you promise not to tell any of my engineering colleagues back at NPR that I held up an iPhone to a regular microphone instead of plugging it in properly, I'll give you a little snippet of the kind of thing we're talking about.
We're standing in the Bethlehem Chapel in the crypt of the Washington National Cathedral. President Theodore Roosevelt presided over the laying of the cathedral's foundation stone on September 29th, 1907.
Anybody know who that voice is? Yeah. Leanne Hansen, that's right. Yeah, great, yeah, she's a wonderful person. And we've got just scores and scores and scores of vignettes like that in the archives that we'd like to work with Sendero to bring to all of you. So on my final little note here, I'll take just a very slight detour and ask how many of you might happen to have refreshable Braille displays? Well, that sounds like a couple. So you might be interested in a brand new product, generously funded by NIDR, that a little project that we've started and that we're partnering with the NFB on, that we call Braille Radio. And this was an idea, if any of you know Boppin from the Helen Keller National Center, this was actually his concept. We have to give credit where credit's due. Where he said, as long as you're working on bringing captions to break the sound barrier for those who are deaf and hard of hearing, can we convert that to Braille? And of course, the answer is, why not? All it takes to do it is doing it. I know that NFB has been a huge champion of Braille literacy, and we look forward to their guidance as we move that project forward. And hopefully someday, those of you with refreshable Braille displays will be plugging your new digital radio into it and be able to follow along with the NPR programs, store your favorites, listen to it when you want to, if you prefer to absorb it through your refreshable Braille device. So thanks very much. It's really an honor to be here.